In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we're going to be here all 5 days this week, not to brag or anything like that. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to White Lash, and I'll offend everybody, and emails and other things this hour. It's going to be a spicy hour. Ooh, Grandma Vodka's even back out there running her mouth a little bit. But I want to finish my thought on what I was concerned about. We were talking about America's foreign policy, and John Kirby got up and lied.
If I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father, unquote.
That is totally the wrong soundbite. Man, Chris, you screwed that up. It wasn't me at all.
The president at all disappointed that this episode came and went and Vladimir Putin's still in power?
The president is focused on supporting Ukraine. We're not taking sides in this internal matter. The president is going to make sure that we're staying focused on Ukraine.
He did say, though, in March 2022, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Regime
this
change
might have changed that.
Regime change is not our policy. We've been very, very clear about that.
Regime change has been America's foreign policy for a long time. I'm not saying it's always been bad. We've screwed it up plenty, and it's been bad a lot. But that has been America's foreign policy. Post-World War II, we were the biggest boy on the block for 100 years. We had all that power, and as humans are wont to do, we used that power. Which brings me to my concern. Not for today. Not for today. Don't worry. These are concerns my kids are going to have to deal with, so don't worry about that. But this is a concern of mine. What comes after? And yes, by the way, Chris, I do want that hilarious reason. You know what? Actually, Chris, if you have it, I want it now. Play it. Play that thing. This is courtesy of Reason TV. Go ahead.
A new and glorious dawn breaks over the Middle East, where rigorous American bombing campaigns have blasted the region into a friendly golf course of democracy. It's all a part of America's comprehensive, methodically planned foreign policy strategy. Let's look back at our nation's glorious adventures in intervention, a success story. 1953. The United States topples the democratically elected government of Iran and installs a king favorable to our oil interests. The Shah likes America, ensuring that our nations will be friends forever. In 1979, Iran ousts the Shah, which America had helpfully installed, and is inexplicably distrustful of the United States meddling in its affairs. But don't worry. When Iraq and Iran go to war a year later, President Reagan provides aid to America's good friend Saddam Hussein, thus ensuring peaceful relations with Iraq forever. During the Cold War, Islamist fighters in Afghanistan square off against the godless Soviets. America aids a group of staunch anti-Russians called the Mujahideen, including an energetic young man named Osama bin Laden, thus ensuring a beneficial relationship between the United States and Afghanistan forever. In 1991, America goes to war with Iraq's evil dictator Saddam Hussein, who illegally occupied Kuwait. After a brief period of vigorous bombing, President Bush declares victory, thus ensuring that America need never return to Iraq forever. In 2001, the United States declares war on the Taliban for shielding evil terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden.
Look,
we may never know how Afghanistan's ultra-conservative jihadist government came to power, or from where they got their guns, but we do know that America's ongoing presence ensures a lasting peace with a grateful people. Forever! In 2003, President George W. Bush ousts evil strongman dictator Saddam Hussein, thus ensuring a democratic, prosperous Iraq forever. In 2011, President Barack Obama topples the government of evil Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi.
We got it. It goes on and on. It's a really funny thing. Even though I don't like reason, that was a really funny thing they did. Okay, so that brings me to my concern. We've used our power, oftentimes irresponsibly, oftentimes well, but oftentimes irresponsibly. People have a way of remembering that when you're no longer the top dog. You know, he brought up Libya there in the end. And actually, this is a great example. It's a really ugly example, but a great example of what I mean. Gaddafi. We topple Gaddafi after really supporting Gaddafi. It's a long story, but we topple Gaddafi. Either way, the Libyan people are finally freed of Gaddafi. And Gaddafi was obviously a dictator with everything that comes with being a dictator. All the murder, all the torture, all the everything. He's every stereotypical Middle Eastern dictator you can imagine. And I am really, really, really encouraging you to not look this up. Kids, talk to your parents first, please. Do not look this up. But there's plenty of video out there about how Gaddafi was treated when he was trying to escape, and instead they captured him. Chris, have you seen any of this video? Michael, have you seen any of this video? Not for the children, is it? They were they were not kind to Gaddafi when they finally got their hands on him. They did some really terrible things to that man before they finally killed him. Why? Because people have long memories when a powerful person has abused their power and then is no longer in a position to be powerful over them. In fact, if the roles reverse themselves, people remember and people will take revenge. I am concerned about the day, whenever this day comes, it won't be tomorrow, like I said. I'm concerned about the day when America is no longer the big boy on the block. I'm concerned because there are many places around the globe, many, many people around the globe who are going to remember how we conducted ourselves. I mean, look, let's bring it up this way. This, you want to talk about it a way that'll be very offensive? And I haven't even gotten to white lash yet, but this is just you and me talking here, just being honest with you here. You remember Afghanistan, we pulled out, we screwed the whole thing up, and then we got our guys killed. And then in response, as you well know, we sent a Reaper drone to kill 10 people, 10 totally innocent people. Six of those people were children. Now, I don't know anything about the family situation of those children, so that's we're just doing a hypothetical here. But hypothetically, you ever seen a picture of those kids? A lot of those were little kids, adorable little kids. What if you were 12, 13-year-old boy, and one of those little girls was your sister? You're in Afghanistan, you're an Afghan boy, and one of those little girls was your sister when America sent a Reaper drone in and blew her up and then didn't apologize for it, in fact, didn't even punish anybody for it. You're 12, 13. Very angry young man. You just watched your sister be incinerated. Maybe you pulled her out of the rubble. And let's say a terrorist organization, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, somebody goes knocking on your door the next year and says, hey, you want to kill Americans? You want to come learn how to kill Americans? What's that boy going to say? You know what he's going to say. And is he wrong? You see what I mean? When people have a chance to get back at you for things you've done, they take advantage of it. They take advantage of it. And that is what concerns me. It concerns me a great deal about how we've done our foreign policy. It concerns me a lot. All right. We have more. We have to get to the white lash thing that'll be offensive. Let me get to a couple more emails first. Dear Maximum Shogun, every time I hear you say correctly that we can't live and let live our way out of communism, I'm reminded of the quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln that the Constitution is not a suicide pact. The sad reality is that as much as anti-communists love the Constitution, like any other law, it counts for nothing if it's not enforced, or even worse, if it only applies to some of us. If we ever want to have the Constitution back, we're going to have to live without it for a while, or in the very least acknowledge that it's been shoved aside and stop acting like we should play by the rules the communists ignore. He's 100% correct. And this is where some people will get things wrong. They'll get things mixed up here. We're dealing with communists, with evil communists, who want to lord everything over us, and they're going to be in charge of everything, from your thermostat to your steaks to your car. And we think that the opposite of that, that tyranny, is liberty. And that's true, right? The opposite of tyranny is liberty. However, sadly, you cannot use liberty to get rid of tyranny. So it may be the opposite, but it's not something you can use to get rid of it. You have to use force to get rid of tyranny. If you want freedom, you have to stop the tyrants before you can have it. All right. Now let's get to White Lash. That'll be funsies. And then some more emails and stuff. But first, speaking of white, let's talk about house slippers. Because I am proud to admit I now have two pairs of all-season slippers that I wear around the house. And because they're my MyPillow slippers, I wear them inside the house. I wear them outside the house. I cannot confirm or deny that I went to the gas station in them on Saturday, and I can't confirm or deny that the wife freaked out about that when she saw me walk back in with the gas station and said something to the effect of, I know you love your My Slippers, but you can't wear them to the gas station. It was something along those lines. Either way, when you get slippers that are this comfortable, you'll wear them to the gas station too. They're $25 right now. They're normally $149.98. Right now, they're $25. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse. Go get the greatest slippers ever. Or call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will get to emails and Grandma Vodka, but first I have to offend a bunch of people first before we tackle that. Yahoo is a garbage communist rag that you should never read, but I have to read it for you on occasion because I want to know what the enemy reads. I want to know how the enemy thinks. This one's titled American White Lash, Fear-Mongering, and the Rise in White Nationalist Violence. One, there's been no rise in white nationalist violence. You don't know any Nazis or white supremacists. I don't know any Nazis or white supremacists. That said, there's going to be a white lash. And it's completely understandable. You see, every single cultural institution now has determined that white men are the bad guy, white men suck, white men are evil, white men are oppressors. Everything's viewed from this oppressor and oppressed mindset. And of course, Whitey's the bad guy at all times. You go to a movie lately, there's about a 99% chance whoever the evil bad guy is, white dude. Who's the idiot in the movie? White dude. This is how they do it. You looked at a college scholarship application book lately? Go ahead and look for the college scholarship application opportunities for a white guy. There is systemic racism against white people in this country. The first thing Joe Biden did, unbelievably, when he walked into office, was told white people to go to the back of the line for PPP funds. Complete, open, anti-white systemic racism from every single cultural institution around this country. Here's the problem. White people are something like 45% of the nation. Did you think there was never going to be a response? Did you think white people were never going to say enough is enough? There is going to be a rise, I believe this to be so, there's going to be a rise of legitimate white supremacist ideology now. Now, I don't want that. You don't want that. I do believe it's coming now. Why? Well, what is any race supremacist ideology? What do you need for a race supremacist ideology to take foot, to take hold? Because this has taken hold many, many other places across the world, all throughout history. What are the necessary factors to have a race supremacy or even religious supremacy ideology? What do you need for that to take hold, especially a violent one? Well, here's what you need. You need an oppressed people of some kind, whoever that may be. You need an oppressed people of some kind, black people, white people, Christian, Jews, Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, whoever. You need an oppressed people who are being crapped on by their system, and you need morons. Remember, any racial supremacist movement, it's always filled with morons, no matter what it is. Whether it's all the black supremacists we see now, they're all morons. Any white supremacist movement, they're all morons. Why? Because an intelligent human being does not, I'm not even trying to sound like Martin Luther King, does not assign value based on the skin. That's a stupid thing to do. But it's an easy thing to convince morons of. Very, very easy thing. Nope, black people suck. All black people are evil. I know tons of black people that are not evil. What? I'm supposed to toss them out? Because what? That's a, only an idiot would think that way. Oh, whitey's evil. I hate white guys. Only a moron would believe that. You're a moron if you believe that. Do you think we have a shortage of morons in this country? Do you think we have a shortage of white people who are feeling pretty freaking aggrieved in this country and pretty freaking put upon, pretty tired of being told they're second-class citizens, they're evil, they're oppressors? Everything is in place to have actual white supremacist movements begin to rise in this country. They will rise. It is inevitable. And I just want to point out that prior to the election of Barack Obama, we didn't have racial harmony. I'm not going to sit and pretend like we did. Racial harmony is one of those things that's a myth. When you have different cultures, different belief systems, different everything, there's always going to be tension. So there was no racial harmony, but we had achieved about as close to racial harmony as we could right up until Barack Obama got elected president. And then Barack Obama, because he's a despicable communist, got in there and started digging in and creating as much racial tension as he possibly could. Over and over and over again, him and his witch wife would go in there and agitate, and white people this and white people that, and a whitey and white this and white that. And soon, the Democrats in this country all figured out that there's great power for them in amping up racial agitation. Racial agitation, which divides people, is always great for the communists. And this is not unique to America's communists. You know, Mao did this in his rise to power, too, because we think of China as they're all Chinese. Oh, my gosh, nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah, they're all Chinese in our eyes. There are so many different cultures and subcultures and regions over there. And he had them all fighting each other, every single one of them. This is what communists do. But there's not an American white lash yet. But there will be. One's coming. I guarantee one's coming. And I see it coming plain as day. But hey, keep crapping on white people. White people suck, right? Evil whitey. See how it works out. Speaking of evil whitey, Grandma Vodka's back out there. And I have some emails and some things. But I also have something good. You want to talk about something good really quickly? You ever held a newborn baby in your arms? I've held two of mine. Both my sons, James and Luke. I will remember both moments till the day I die. I remember James, my firstborn, when he came out right away. You could tell he has my chin. I have a prominent chin. You can't really see because of the beard, but I have a prominent chin and I have a cleft in my chin. When James was born, he had a little cleft in his chin and I remember it. And this is, look, I was always pro-life. That's when you know, right? That is a God-breathed living human being. And that's why I will speak about preborn forever, because they're providing women, parents, with the opportunity to do that instead of doing what these women were about to go do, and that's abort their babies. You think those women regret that decision when they get to hold that baby for the first time? Go to preborn.com/Jesse and help them do what they do. What they do is give ultrasounds, free ultrasounds to women who are about to have an abortion. She will hear that heartbeat and she will choose life, and you will have done that with your $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I can't decide. I've been agonizing over something for a while. For honestly, since the start of the show, I've had it on my mind, and I can't get it off my mind. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't decide what I want to eat when I get home. I was thinking hot dogs. And I'm almost positive it's going to be a hot dog themed meal. Is it going to be a straight up hot dog? We have fresh buns in the house. Wiener, but the wiener in a bun, onions, ketchup, mustard. I don't know if we have any of the jalapeno relish, so I was thinking about that. Or do I go full in, embrace my white trash roots, weenies and mac? Why? You shake your head, Chris. Do you not do weenies and mac? What did you just say? Did you say weenies and mac isn't what? You said it's not good. Yes, it is. Mike, Michael, do you do weenies and mac? Or is that what, do you guys do that? No, it doesn't sound like an 80s band name. Everyone's chopped up wieners and put them in mac and cheese. Oh my gosh, I love it. What, Michael? Okay, producer John's all in on that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to have some support from an adult. What, Chris? I know I could just do hot dogs. I know, but wieners and not sauerkraut. I don't know. I'll try to figure it out. I'm all twisted up. I can't figure it out. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about Grandma Vodka real quick.
Let me just say this. One thing I am is strategic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I strategic, you have to know what you're talking about. I have no idea what goes on in their caucus, but I do know one thing. In January of 2025, Hakeem Jeffries will be Speaker of the House.
Okay. That makes me a little nervous. And I will tell you this, much as you hate her, much as I hate her, she is strategic. She's been beating up on Republicans for quite a while. She's strategic. She's been moving chess pieces around the board for a while. She's utterly ruthless when it comes to dealing with not only the other side, her own people when they step out of line. I know people get mad when I say this. Man, I wish we had, just give me 10 Nancy Pelosi's. I wouldn't even ask for 100. I would go for 10 Grandma Vodkas on our side. Of course, she continues with the theme you will hear over and over and over again now from the system, the attack on the Supreme Court.
If nothing else, there should be some ethical rules that would be followed. I had one justice tell me he thought the other justices were people of integrity, like a Clarence Thomas. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. They've been attacking the Supreme Court for a reason. Communists are never going to allow one thing stand in their way. They're just simply, they're not going to allow that. This will be a consistent theme over and over and over again. And let's do keep in mind that their rhetoric like this has already resulted in the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. And there will be more. There will be more assassination attempts as they continue this rhetoric over and over and over and over and over again. Let's get to some emails. Dear leader of the anti-communist movement, I was listening to another talk show, anxiously awaiting 6 p.m. Eastern, when I heard one of the co-hosts of that show use the word obfuscate in a sentence, and two things struck me. I'm still not sure I know the meaning of the word obfuscate, and I'm positive you do not. His name is Mickey. One, that's not very nice. Two, no, I don't know. Listen, I've tried to let me explain something to you, just like I explained to the wife over the weekend. Because one of the kids asked me something, and I wasn't 100% sure of my answer, but I thought it was probably right. And that's not how I answered it. I answered it as if this is correct. This is the right way. This is what I know. And she said, as soon as I'm done, she said, "You don't know that at all." I said, "Listen, I do know that pretty much." And she said, "Pretty much? What does pretty much mean?" So confidence is everything. You don't have to. You can take it to the bank. As a I host a radio show for 3 hours a day, and I do a TV show for an hour at night. You don't have to know what words mean. You have to act like you know what words mean. Confidence is king, man. I'll obfuscate all day. I'm going to obfuscate my way into some hot dogs. I'm just an obfuscating human being. I live in California. This is another email. Oh, shoot, I forgot about the piano. I live in California, and I need to get the hell out of here. I have multiple science and technology degrees until I had a near-fatal car accident, which took me out of commission. Got any suggestions? I'm 67 years old, and I'm a dime. And she says that I should hire her. Look, I might. I would consider hiring you, but I don't hire women. Dear Jesse, who would win in a fight, Chris or Michael? I actually don't know. We should make them fight in Israel. We'll see how that works. Dear Jesse, I had an idea a few minutes ago. The military doesn't usually fix anything unless it's really broken. I was at a Navy barracks, so that's too long to read right now. Dear Oracle, John Durham made the following statement during the hearing. I don't think that things can go too much further with the view that law enforcement, particularly the FBI or Department of Justice, runs a two-tiered system of justice. The nation can't stand under those circumstances. Since we know the communists are not going to quit abusing the other half of the country, my questions are, how long do you think it will be until the country explodes into a hot civil war, or do you think it is somehow avoidable? His name is Fred. I will always believe that moment is avoidable, right up to the point it's not avoidable anymore. I will always believe that we can legally and aggressively get our way out. And ironically, the reason I believe that is because of our guns. Keep in mind, you want to feel good about something? Keep this in mind. Whether or not you're a gun person, gun guy, or a gun girl, doesn't matter. The firearms ownership of United States citizens is so ridiculous and over the top and fantastic. You understand that the civilians in this country, they own more guns and ammunition than every branch of the military and all the law enforcement agencies combined by orders of magnitude. We are not just an armed people. We are a ridiculously armed people. That's part of the reason communism here in America looks so different than it's looked in other places. It's not that our communists are less evil. In fact, our communists, in many ways, are even more evil than the other ones. Listen to this one.
I hope that someday soon...
This is Disney's new hire, by the way.
I hope that someday soon people of all ages realize that being trans is perfectly normal. Being trans is a gift. My love goes out to every trans person within the sound of my voice in Britain or overseas.
Yeah, okay, I got it. These people want to destroy you and everything you love, just like the communists of old. Our gun ownership is a big problem. It is why they go after guns so often. They can never do the things they really want to do to us until they disarm us, and they can't disarm us. There are too many guns, too much ammunition. The communists, what does he understand? You know, he only understands two things. What are those two things? Fear and pain. You're never going to appeal to his morality or anything like that. He understands fear and pain. They understand that we are extremely armed. And they understand because of that, they can only go so far. There's only so much they can do. And that's a good thing. And that is one of the things that give me real hope. I do. I have real hope. How about that? Look at Sonny Jesse. Chris? I'm a lot sunnier than you are, trying to crap on weenies and Mac. I don't know what your problem is. I wonder if my Patriot Supply, you know how they do specials for us? No, hear me out. They do specials for us. Like right now, they're doing a 4-week food kit instead of the 3-month one, so you can save a bunch of money. And they're doing that at preparewithjessekelly.com. Do you think we could maybe hit them up and do a Jesse Kelly meal for the emergency 3-month food kit and have it be Wieners and Mac? We could do Weenies and Mac. No, we can hit them up. Chris, reach out. Will you please talk to somebody? Can you send an email or something? Just check if they, and I would of course want my picture on the side of the thing, big and bright, of one of the older pictures where I had more hair. Anyway, go get an emergency 4-week food kit. Save yourself a bunch of money. I know not everyone can get 3 months worth for everyone who lives in the home. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. It ships fast. It ships free. Ships anonymously, and keep it that way, please. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Shalom, everybody. Been boning up on my Jewish because we're going to Israel soon. I did that right, Chris. You told me it was a greeting. It's fine. I did it fine. Can I say goodbye with it too? Shalom. You know what? I'm just going to use that a lot over there. I'm going to blow those Jews away over there. I am. And I'm going to get, I'll get something with the Star of David on it. It'll be cool. Something like a flag or something. No, that would look weird carrying around a flag. Something to show my support. A necklace? I don't know if I should wear it as a necklace. Am I allowed to wear it as a necklace? Are you people okay with that? Okay, all right. Well, maybe I'll get several necklaces then, like Mr. T, and I'll just be decked out with all. It's just going to be King Jew over here. All right, now, I want to address something Chris said before we get to headlines I didn't get to and where I was right again and some other things. Chris asked me during the break, because we were talking about weenies and Matt, about pickles on a grilled cheese sandwich. And we brought this up before on the show, but I need to bring this up again. I am not anti-pickle. No, I'm not, Chris. Shut up. I'm really not anti-pickle. And here's how not anti-pickle I am. We always have a jar of dill pickles in the house. I will eat them. I'll go over and I'll grab a pickle and I'll eat it. I find it to be delicious. And if we're out at, you know, a bar or something like that and a beer, there are few things that pair well with a cold beer than fried pickles with ranch. If you get some fried pickles on it. In fact, at this one local place, they do pickles and jalapenos in the same pile. It's fried jalapenos. Oh, yes. Remind me. I'll tell you guys about it off the air. Anyway, so I'm not anti-pickle. The problem for pickle is it's such a strong flavor it ruins a sandwich because it becomes, no matter what it's on, it's a pickle sandwich. What, Chris? What about pickled jalapenos? Now that would be okay. That would be okay. Yes, now that would be okay. In fact, I've told you before, my mom used to make me grilled cheese sandwiches with Velveeta cheese, which is that's peak grilled cheese sandwiches. I couldn't even imagine having one of those with jalapenos in it. Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry now. Dang it. Anyway, I just want to once again point out where I called it. This is me from a few weeks ago. Just this, it's a little long. Just sit back and enjoy.
The Department of Homeland Security, formed in the wake of 9/11. It brought all the national security apparatus of the nation under one umbrella. Why? Because they wanted to shift the national security apparatus of America to an Islamic jihadist focus. And so all of them, CIA, FBI, all of them rearranged themselves to focus on Islamic jihad. Let's make sure this never happens again. And you remember all the forces that were brought to bear against Islamic jihad. Do you remember that? Well, that's because they took the entire national security apparatus, every barrel, and beep, that's the sound barrels make when they're turning it. Beep. They're aiming it now at Islamic jihadists. Well, what you have to understand, what is critical for everyone to understand is beep, it shifted the other way. And now it's all aimed at you. All of it. NSA, CIA, FBI, DOJ, the president, IRS, all of the forces that were brought to bear against Islamic jihad, they're all coming for you. And this was Peter Hotez yesterday.
The health sector has gone about as far as it can, I think, in terms of amplifying the message. Now we need to bring in some heavyweights. We need to bring in people from Homeland Security, from the Justice Department, the Commerce Department, State Department, and really ask them, okay, what did you do to defuse global terrorism and cyber attacks and nuclear proliferation and stop it at the source? Because anti-science is as big a threat to the health and security of the U.S. population. And
yeah, they're trying to aim, well, they are aiming all the powers of the state at you and me. Now, maybe right now that is the kind of thing that concerns you when you feel like you want to talk to somebody about it. I think you should phone a friend on your Pure Talk phone. What, Chris? You don't want to call your friend using one of the commie mobile companies. Do you want to pay Verizon every single month to crap on you and your values in your country? Do you want to pay AT&T or T-Mobile when you can switch to Pure Talk? Oh, they're owned by a veteran. Their customer service team, Americans who speak English, and they're pleasant. Same 5G network. My family of four, our bill got cut in half. We switched from T-Mobile. We pay half of what we did before. All you have to do is spend 10 minutes on the phone. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number, or you can get new phone, a new number, whatever. It's cake. It's nothing. There's no reason not to switch. That was a double negative, but still, you understand what I'm saying. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That will save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk and switch tonight.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. voters bitter about nation's direction. 74% say it's on the wrong track. This is why I don't like these polls. What does that mean? Why is it on the wrong track? Why is it 74% say it's on the wrong track? So they're going to vote against Joe Biden next time? So they're not going to vote for Democrats anymore in this country? They're not going to keep enabling the communists? I don't find these polls to be inspiring at all. Anyone can look around and say, I don't like the way things are. I don't like where we're going. Do you know why you don't like the way things are right now? Senate report. Biden's got $5.1 million within days of Hunter's WhatsApp text. I'll ask before, what I'm asking, or I'll ask now what I asked before. I'll ask now what I asked before. What did they get for that? $5.1 million came in. Something was exchanged. What was exchanged? Biden to sign executive order expanding access to contraception. It is insane how much the Democrat Party, they now worship abortion. It's everything to them. Sarah McBride, 32, launches bid to be the first trans member of Congress. Oh, we knew this day was coming. We are going to have a House of Representatives full of he-she's in the future. Oh, my gosh. Bipartisan senators team up to limit Chinese purchase of U.S. farmland. Yeah, we'll see if this actually goes through. Cleanup continues after train carrying potential contaminants derails into the Yellowstone River in Montana. We have a lot of train accidents now in this country. Are there a lot more now than there used to be? Because there sure seems like it. Exodus of Biden's border officials continues as four more quietly resign. Looks like Mayorkas has got an impeachment coming his way. Bet you money they're resigning to try to avoid having to testify. I will be back tomorrow because I'm working all 5 days this week. That's all.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.